The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It's the danger zone here on Money Life, where we get together with David Trainer from New Constructs to talk about, well, it could be a stock, it could be a mutual fund, it could be ETF, it could be sort of a combination of all of them, and point out why you would be making a mistake if you sort of perhaps followed the conventional wisdom and went to places where, oh, by the way, there is danger there. And there's danger there because New Constructs does bottoms-up research, and I mean very bottoms-up, looking at companies, and then applies that to where things maybe look a little bit better than they really are, and someday that misleading side of the earnings and the performance is going to show up in the stock price, and you don't want to be misled by it. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
I should point out, by the way, that if you want more information on all of the New Constructs research, it's newconstructs.com, and I also need to note that David joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
All small-cap ETF and mutual funds are in the danger zone, Chuck.
Wow.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so we're talking all small cap ETFs and mutual funds. This is a blanket. Nobody is worth buying. That's going to be tough for some people.
I'll have to get small.
Who like to get small? Why are they all in the danger zone?
Well, first, I want to make sure we're talking about U.S. equities.
Okay.
When we're talking about these funds. But the reason is because, despite the fact that nearly 25% of the small cap stocks out there get a attractive or very attractive rating according to our system, none of the ETFs, a zero, and zero mutual funds get an attractive or better rating from us. And it's really astonishing to look at the landscape of small cap stocks. 25% are attractive or better. 40% are dangerous or worse. The rest are neutral. When you look at ETFs, though, 82% of all the ETFs out there get a dangerous or worse rating. 92% of all the assets in ETFs are in ETFs that are dangerous or worse.
Just the way the funds are structured, or is that like these are moths to a flame and they can't keep themselves from going after the things that are dangerous?
Chuck, I think, you know, the entire market is sort of like moths to a flame, right? I mean, we're so momentum-oriented these days that even the momentum trades are getting crowded. You know, the fund business is very much a me-too business. I don't, you know, have the perfect explanation. I don't know what's in people's mind when they're forming a small-cap ETF, but it's clear that they're all focused on a lot of the same stocks, and they're the wrong stocks. Same is true of the mutual funds. 68% of all small cap mutual funds get a dangerous rating. Another 17% of all mutual funds get a very dangerous rating. And then of all the assets in mutual funds, 75% of the assets in small cap mutual funds are in funds that get a dangerous or worse rating. You know, for some reason, I don't really understand why, small cap mutual fund managers are doing a really poor job of allocating to good stocks.
Is this a case where somebody who wants that allocation, because so many folks will say, well, I want to make sure I've got something in small caps. Do they have to do it in individual securities? I mean, you've just made a blanket recommendation that says get out of small caps. There are going to be those folks who will say, well, but I try to make sure I've got that as part of my allocation. How do they deal with it? Is it just get away from the things that are dangerous, or is it accept the fact that this is not worth holding?
I think it's accept the fact that this is not worth holding. And look, you know, I've written a lot of articles on the fact that investors are good at finding funds that are cheap, but they do not seem to be very good at identifying the funds that have good stocks. So much of the market, and we can thank Mr. Bogle for this, he did a tremendous job of pointing out that there's no reason to pay for active portfolio management, the prices that a lot of funds charge for active portfolio management, and I agree completely. But the bottom line is, no matter how low the fees, if the fund or the ETF doesn't hold good stocks, the performance won't be there. You got to have good stocks and low fees to be successful when putting money into ETFs or mutual funds.
Let's also, in the limited time we've got, talk a little bit about the new constructs methodology here. Because as you pointed out, the bulk of ETFs are putting their assets, the bulk of their assets, into the dangerous stocks. Is this also the case of people buying what looks hot and not recognizing that, oh, by the way, if it looks really good, that's when you have to be most worried about having those misleading earnings, those things that wind up being what pops somebody to the top of your radar screen?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. You know, I think misleading earnings is something we use to describe companies whose reported profits are overstating their cash profits by a significant amount, not just in magnitude, but in direction. The same sort of misleading moniker can be applied in the mutual fund industry to the Morningstar star ratings, right? Once you see something really good in terms of star ratings, 4 and 5, that tends to be the time when you need to be getting out, not getting in, because it's backward looking. And so you're right, exactly. People need to be just a lot more careful. You just can't follow what your buddy's doing or what you think someone else is doing and be successful, because so many other people are in line to follow that same strategy that it's kind of very hard to be at the front of the line. And if you're not at the front of the line, you're going to be hurt.
And that is what has turned all small cap mutual funds and ETFs, all domestic small cap mutual funds and ETFs, into candidates for the danger zone. If you want more information on New Constructs and all of their research, it is newconstructs.com or on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Chuck.
There is much more of Money Life yet to go. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call with Kurt Brower from Brower and Janikowski. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This will eliminate the possibility of dangerous shocks.